think it's 40.
I too think it is 14.
Okay, we're going.
Can you hear behind that?
Okay. We'll make sure he hears.
Nico is ill.
Okay, recording.
41 is where we're going.
We're on 41? Let me.
We didn't quite finish 40.
Yeah, let me just finish 40. Okay.
Halfway through
40. Your life is much more than choosing a pathway and following that path. It is about declaring the eternal person who will walk that path, such that an uncertain, meaningless, or difficult path will not lead to a doubting or unfulfilled individual. Really? Okay. Or living in confusion, ill-being, or even sadness or despair. Actually, a clearly defined, well-worn pathway does not ensure mental awareness and clarity. Or even fulfillment. For your true nature and qualities are never concealed or revealed by the pathway you choose. They may be denied or ignored, but they are never concealed or lost. Nor are your finest qualities and true nature necessarily revealed by the pathway you choose to follow. That's a good one. Only by declaring how you will be eternally alive and enlivening yourself in that way will you ever live without being victimized or persecuted by conditions and circumstances of your life or by events around you. In 41, it is said you are a spiritual being playing a human role in a material realm. However, you are actually an abiding being's image of fulfillment. But since languaging keeps you from realizing and understanding yourself, you continue struggling and denying your true nature and finest qualities. Your abiding self, an eternal declaration, offers you access to expansive knowledge and realizations of self and all other things. And while a momentary privilege or episode may awaken,
episode of cosmic consciousness may awaken,
inspire and empower you, that alone will not enliven or sustain you. Can you combine self-realization and God-realization into abiding realization? At the outermost reaches of your being, you are abiding being aware and have abiding being knowing and wisdom available to you, also known as secret knowledge, that you can choose how you will be alive and be that and live that. By going within, you limit yourself and turn away from the fullness of abiding awareness. 44. This is a long one. Can you think of your thinking as conversation between you and an abiding being?
Wow, that's a neat idea.
Yes.
That's a neat idea?
Yeah. Son of a gun.
I think that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had that experience. 45. In declaring how you will be eternally alive and being that, you have touched the divine. In all ways and only enlivening that declaration, you are living the divine and helping the divine serve you. In helping others perceive and enliven this eternal self and declaration, you are serving the divine. And by always and only offering yourself as that eternal abiding declaration, you are putting the divine benefits of your eternal declaration into the universe for yourself and others For remember, the universe, like a mirror, gives you the benefits you put into the universe. It is declared that the universe and world around you are on an evolutionary journey, and maybe they are. But their journey is evolving out of languaging for you. And in the same way, you are not evolving to divinity and eternal life. You are evolving out of your denial of your personal divinity and eternal life. Declaring how you will be eternally alive serves as a constant reminder of your divinity. 46. Seeking your spiritual path is completely resolved by declaring how you will be eternally alive and living that. I like that one. Enlivening yourself in that way, always and only, knowing the mind and actions of an eternal being. Enlivening yourself in that way, always and only knowing the mind and actions of an eternal abiding being, anything other or less than that, and you will constantly confront yourself with problems and difficulties to guide you back on your self-chosen, self-declared declaration. So that's what I liked about this.
Of divinity.
This just really is consistent, like gives you a whole new understanding of what might be going on in life. Instead of a purpose or trying to get somewhere or trying to achieve enlightenment, this is just consistently a different way of looking at it. That you're, you know, your problems are
closer. If it weren't consistent, it wouldn't be worth a grain of salt.
I know. Okay. 47. Your declaration of how you will be eternally alive is a particular yet vast self-chosen blueprint of your destiny. The universe does not care for you as you should be. It functions to care for you as you truly desire.
And action.
Okay, I want to pass off to somebody else and end of the day here. I'll take it again later. I'm tired of it, yeah.
Check on 48. In your constant struggle to cope with presumed harm and difficulties and seeming limitations, instead of resolving these issues, are these problems, your beliefs and feelings take on the confusion, distortions, and burdens of language. Your perceiving eyes are blinded and deceived by languaging. Yep, to all of the above. Contrary to common belief, the real you is not found in some secret or special center of yourself. You are in everything around you. So look around, not within. And in looking around, no matter what you perceive, know that it is as you are. Seeing through a personal abiding communion eyes makes everything clear and understandable. What do you truly desire? You will venture to declare that you want to be personally alive with matters of interest, with wisdom, and with robust well-being. You want to be assured and feel secure in everything you do. You want awareness of true purpose and meaning to guide you. You want to be genuinely affirmed and acknowledged and intimately comforted. A communion of personal abiding has these offerings for you.
That's interesting. Boy, you sure want a lot. We're very wanty people, aren't we?
Oh, that's your ego speaking.
I think that's my abiding self.
Yeah, of course.
Conversation. Actually, it is interesting to think of that. Maybe those needs and wantings are the conversation between you and the abiding self and kind of the direction of what to offer. We don't think of it that way.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I like bugs. Okay. I'm crawling with them. Don't worry about it. I won't get on you.
51. In difficult or unusual situations, you normally have only your own experiences to draw upon for answers and guidance. However, in communion, you can confidently move far beyond your limited personal knowledge and experiences. But this advantage is not found in stillness. It is only available in active participation. Being the eyes and hands of your abiding being, the wisdom of your personal abiding communion is to be realized daily through offering. Do not wait for awareness and guidance. It is not available through asking. only through your involvement you are to answer all you seek or pray for.
Go ahead.
Ancient teachings and monastic ways of life were created to remind adherents that material ways were not to be valued or to be of concern. However, today, only as the eyes and hands of your abiding self are you enrichingly fulfilled and sustained. All things you truly desire in life, such as peace, honesty, trust, goodwill, intimacy, happiness, and success, are yours to live and have through true offering, not through praying, accepting, wanting, or hoping, and hoping, realizing, manifesting, or faithfully waiting.
52 somewhere.
Your desires and appetites are your attempts, misguided by language and reactive emotions, to live and express yourself as the words and works and promises of a personal abiding being in communion.
That's what we just said. Yeah.
Therefore, do not misdirect your life and energy to releasing yourself from negative attitudes, emotions, and feelings and desires. Instead, embody and live the beliefs, thoughts, attitudes, emotions you truly desire. By focusing on yourself as a personal abiding being, living as you have eternally declared and promised, let your attitudes, emotions, and desires fulfill and enrich you as a communion personal abiding being. When it seems you have been intruded upon by others or by life, remember, you can only be intruded upon by yourself. Number 53. Are you one of the following individuals who declare in one form or another, I am not extraordinary, for I have no special gifts or talents or purposes in life? If so, you have declared yourself in the communion of personal abiding being, and also your communion with all of life, which will lessen your... 53?
Lesson and lesson
your self and life. For even the least of action done in communion satisfies and enriches your soul, and all else will be meaningless to you. Get a blank page in there.
Yeah. Yep.
Communion actively awakens and maintains enriching selfness, which is the communion of personal self, abiding self, embraces the following concepts, from which your personal self and eternal self are emergent.
That has the blue frame around it because it's important.
Yes.
Interesting.
A. You only live once, and this is your first and only life. Therefore, action only the beliefs, thoughts, attitudes, emotions, words, and actions you are truly proud of and are willing to be and live eternally and have done eternally to you. Questions, comments?
No. Self-explanatory.
B. Emergent is based on concepts that are genuinely self-evident, not on language, beliefs, and truths. C. You are a vast universal self seeking an appropriate form and desirable way of personal experience, form, and expression. D. You are not your body. E. Your body is learning, growing, developing, evolving. You are not. F. The lives of your body's ancestors are yours today, but they are not you, and you did not live them. G. All things are physical. Though some things you can see and sense, some things you cannot or will not. H. All things are physical, data, information, mind. Nothing is spiritual. There are no spiritual realms or spiritual beings. I. The essential value of selfness is to help others realize and live their true eternal abiding nature or self. J. The universe only reacts. It is not conscious or aware. K. The universe always accommodates you by not interfering. Therefore, you can live your own by your own authority. L. All happenings in the universe are random, meaning not intentional and emergent. M. All random happenings of the universe prepare the way for you. N. You command the universe with every action, not with beliefs, thoughts, attitudes, emotions, words, desires, prayers, or faith. O. All space within the universe is, in fact, memory. Space only exists outside of the universe, not within. Selfness, which is communion of personal self, abiding self, embraces the following concepts. P. You observe and memory change and infer time. Thus, time, like space, is only memory. Q. All things of the universe exist in time and space, exist only in memory, not in memories. R. People living by selfness, which is emergent, are awarefully living their vast, eternal, abiding self. S. Abiding beings living selfness,
abiding
self living selfness is not, do not die. You are more than just eternal, you are universal. In fact, you are particular universal, and you are emergently abiding in the universe, and are emergently abiding in the universe.
That's a double.
Is that's just a repeat, isn't
it? That is a repeat, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it must have been important.
Nah.
If I say it twice.
We're seeing. No pen?
Yeah, I don't know. Under the paper? Some red on.
Under the page? Under the page?
That's correct. You didn't get toys. So, Roger. Can we go back to one and ask a question?
Yeah.
On J, the universe only reacts, it's not conscious or aware. Is that without our observation or with our observation?
What?
In other words, the universe is there because we created or
because it's there.
Okay, because it's there. And is that a cause and effect reaction? That's in existence.
The universe is emergent in all regards.
Only emergent.
Okay. And so, what's it reacting to? Emerging?
It reacts to itself after a while.
Okay. Because of the energy? Okay.
That's okay.
Hey, you, good and evil do not exist in the universe, and there is no right or wrong way to live, only your way. And you have the authority and ability to live as you truly desire. V, though all things are data information mind, they are not interconnected, nor are they one thing. All things are separate and different, each in its own way. W, we do not seek joy and happiness, or any other temporary emotion to satisfy you. Instead, do not discontent yourself. Not discontenting yourself is the only abiding emotion. X, there is no standard of life you should live or life, only the self you truly desire to be and live eternally. Y, you are the center of the universe, no matter where you are. Therefore, as you create universe, your universe, you create the universe. Z. There are no heavenly, blissful, or spiritual realms, only sorrowful domains. Sorrowful domains elsewhere. Such places are here, and only as you create them or not. Double A.
Is that because we give it emotion? If we're distracted?
What?
They are as you create them. Okay. Joyfully, blissfully, painfully, sorrowfully, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, double A. You. Thinking you are not eternal keeps you from living eternally. Double B. Life has to be lived. So why not live it as intimately and mindfully as possible? Regenerate your loner body self to abiding and replace all of the false beliefs language to you by your parents, religion, science, and teachings for centuries, and live the self you truly sense and eternally desire as you life today. What a list. Lovely. Number 54. Those who first came to the awareness of emergence frequently think they are going to mount up to heaven or enlightenment and then return to earth conscious to be part of this world. Regardless of cause and effect and other false teachings, but emergent is not divine. It is mundane and ordinary in this universe and in the world around you. You are not a seeker of a spiritual self and life. You are seeking an emergent self and life. For actually, emergent is the essence and foundation of life, and the ultimate nature of life as well. When you understand self and teachings in the light of emergent, not God or spirit, or spiritual self and life, you will be forever changed and enriched, for emergent is the real provider in life, not spirit or God.
So, Pat, was the first words on 55 those who first come to or first came to?
54. Those who first came to.
Came.
Oh, it's 54?
Yeah. Well, you've got an old copy.
Yeah. But this is first word. Mm-hmm.
55. Emergent is gentle and dependable, while causing is frequently violent and destructive and unreliable. 56. Emergent will be with you to the end of the world, while cause and effect will die 1,000 deaths. There is no lifeless matter, for all things are alive with emergent. No man can bestow emergent on another. All must find emergent for themselves and live emergently. 57. the emergent pathway of life is a self-realized path. It's a way of being and living. It is not a way of giving instead of getting. Nothing is caused. All things are emergent. In fact, emergent is the true wisdom of life. Cause and effect destroys all things.
Those who first came to the world, 18, number 57. Second line from the bottom. All things are emergent. Is this a repeated thought?
That's just I'm typing quickly, missing something.
Nothing is caused. All things are emergent. In fact, emergent is the true wisdom of life. Cause and effect destroys all things. Emergent creates all things. Emergent is a way of surrender. Surrendering the current, the continued strife and struggle. Is that for you? Usually, you do not come to a teaching to give up something, but to gain. So know that what you will gain in surrendering the strife and struggle of cause and effect or emergent for an emergent way of life is immeasurable. Causing dies over and over, while all things emergently are with you faithfully and eternally. Regardless of your previous teachings, emergent is for you to discover and live in your life today. The emergent pathway of life is a self-realized path. It is a way of being and living. It is the true nature of self and life. Nothing is caused. All things are emergent, which is the true wonder and weirdness of the world that transfigures all things. Cause and effect destroys all things. Number 58. During any period of unrest, doubts and concerns come to mind. Am I on the right path? Is this my way? Stand firm and emergent, and your doubts and uncertainties will fade and turn away. It is at this point you should remember that the goal and purpose of emergent is to serve you as you desire and has nothing to do with right or wrong, or good, not evil. Emergent serves everyone alike, without fault or judgment. Emergence exists so you might have the self and life you desire. For as long as you live with emergent, there is the promise of emergent. 59. Emergent leads to self-realization. Only yourself and life show the rightness of your emergent path. Emergent exists so you may have life and have it more abundantly. That is the promise of emergent. The pathway of emergent is broad and clear, never narrow or difficult. Certainly in the early stages, emergent can be painful in breaking up old habits of causing and creating and acting correctly. These disturbances must be accepted and overcome with continued emergent. Number 60. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was emergent. All things were made of emergent, and without emergent, not anything was made that was made. In emergent is true life. That makes a hell of a lot more sense than the original version.
Isn't it? We should write a Bible, huh? This is our Bible, isn't it?
Interesting. Mine, huh?
We'd be
I'm
having
a page.
People erecting crosses.
And it says, in emergent is true life and conflicts. I'm missing a page. And the first words on the top of the second page are And
he thought everything was going to heck.
We're funny. Oh, that's hilarious.
There are three more pages. Well, I gave you the editing copy, so.
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. It's just funny how it worked out, because as it reads, it's
it like, reads quite well, huh?
Well, it reads, in emergent is true life and conflicts. That's how it reads. So.
Okay, number 61. Do you really believe you came alive on a large dirt ball suspended in space?
You dirt ball.
That's what I thought. You are.
I ran to the universe.
You've seen the pictures NASA claims were taken from the moon that shows Earth as a dirt ball suspended in space.
Of course, you're not using the mic, dear.
Oh. But you are not certain the picture isn't a fake, are you? And that NASA didn't just pretend to go to the moon. It's all too weird, isn't it? Maybe because you have gone to Australia and you weren't upside down, and you know that because you've tried standing on your head, it isn't very comfortable, right? 62.
For some people it is.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah. Not me. I can't get there.
If you get past the first fakery belief, you probably believe the Earth is not the corner of the universe,
center.
Nor the
center.
Not
corner.
Is not the center of the universe, nor the center of this cosmos. But you certainly do believe the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west as it travels around the planet Earth. You see it every day. And the stars move across the night sky on a similar journey as the sun. So obviously everything Copernicus, Galileo, and NASA claim, you know, is the truth has been revealed to you. Oh, number 63. Oh, you can talk a great deal about gravity, but Newton's proof of gravity and Einstein's theory of time and space thank you. Theory of time and space as a flat fabric that is bent by NASA's Earth balls.
Got balls, don't they?
But put it all together, and underneath it all, you still believe that all things are only as you sense and believe them to be. Especially since you know you can set your morning cup of coffee on the table and it won't stay on the ball. Even if
all sets on Einstein's flat fabric of space. The ball.
I've always had trouble with that flat fabric. I don't know. I just don't understand how he could have conceptualized that. But anyway.
I guess he
wanted to know
where
Einstein's, yeah.
What is he at the end of this one?
63.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, 64. To begin living by memory again requires that you start suspending your most precious self-evident concepts and begin thinking anew into unknown beliefs and awarenesses that are touted as greater or finer. Which means, despite everything sensing and perceiving anew based on a faith, after all,
this one was a bit of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to start reading the beginning again. Get the right cadence.
Does it mean, which means despite everything sensing and perceiving anew, despite everything sensing and perceiving anew is based on faith?
I
think there's an is in between anew and based.
Yes.
There's a few missing ones.
Where is the east goal?
Between a new and based.
Is based on faith. And while you're at it, put an S on require in line one. Which means, despite everything sensing and perceiving anew,
despite everything,
comma, sensing and perceiving anew is based on faith. After all, thus no one knows anything real about gravity or anything about Einstein's fabric of space, neither of which makes sense. Your sense might be right on, and all this new stuff might just be let's pretend, or maybe not, it's all too weird. For thinking of a ball of earth, and while sensing a flat earth is too confusing, deciding on one over the other only deceives you, doesn't it? And maintains your struggles and conflicts.
Let's
think
stop
that's a
there.
Real word, yeah. For
64?
Thinking a ball of earth, comma, while sensing a flat earth is too, comma, is too confusing. Could that be it? For thinking a ball of earth, comma, while sensing a flat earth, comma, is too confusing, I'm guessing.
For thinking a ball of earth and while sensing a flat earth is too confusing, and deciding on one over the other only deceives you, doesn't it?
And maintains, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to stop there. I got to dress him and get him.
Oh, okay.
Besides my batteries,
that'll do it. So let's make a note. It's
65.
Yeah, number 65. Emergent. Weird world. Almost done.
Oh,
good timing. My batteries.
Could you jump back in time and say that before she does that?
I wasn't early enough. I hate that.
You need to be looking into the future all the time, Simone.
Why did you do that? Because I'm watching to get everything done. Is that intended to make you slow
down?
Probably.
So, do we
want to
drive to the dump?
Is
that always?
Or
do
you want to
wait until
it's not raining?
It's
not raining that much.
No, I don't mind, I guess, either way. I don't know where the dump is, so. You do.
It's not far.
You think
5
it's raining?
Minutes from here? Not even?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
No socky poos?
He doesn't want to wear socks.
What do you mean? You.
Me.
Yes.
Just wait till later. We can talk to Pat, though, if he wants to go.
We don't need Pat.
We don't?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we can go.
Unless he want to come.
No, you want to be the one that's pitching it all out of the back of the truck, or you just want to direct?
You just be the driver.
Do 2-3 people have place in?
Yeah, you can fit 3.
Oh, okay. Then we can speak to Pat.
What?
You can also put one in the back.
On top
where
of
are these people going to go?
To the dump.
They're going to go to the dump?
This is the dumping station.
The truck is full. We didn't do the truck the last week.
No, we didn't.
So that could be done right now.
How many pages are covered?
Well, does anybody get a different picture of themselves?
Mm-hmm.
And the universe?
Some paper for you to write on your dream book.
Don't give it to me now. I have no need for it. I have no place for it.
Where do you hold papers?
Just put it down by the printer.
I brought that from home.
Don't put it down there until I'm there. Otherwise, I'll pick it up and wonder why.
I said put it down on my printer.
What?
I said put it down on my printer.
No, yeah, you can put it down on her printer.
Okay.
Now, if we take off checked? And go for a drive,
no knowing whether it's raining down there without driving down there, correct?
No knowing.
It may or may not be raining.
We don't know. Where is that at?
Oh, down.
If you go downtown.
You know, downtown, but you can go down to the shops down there. They're all covered, and
yeah.
You know, you wanted to go to the market.
To the market, yeah, that was the big thing.
Today and market it's day?
Well, it's
oh, the marketplace on the other side of town.
Go to a beach.
Take an umbrella.
Yeah, you can take an umbrella. I think there's one or two hanging outside the door.
I saw three.
There was once upon a time.
Getting wet is.
Not compared to the other side. Just like dance.
This is nothing. Not yeah. Are you going down?
Yeah, I think so.